Chapter 18. Location? Back to the Angel Realm. Nimbus was beyond sad for Junior's life. How was Junior able to accept his destiny? The only good thing, besides his faith, was that he knew his destiny, but not Nimbus. He floated aimlessly and remembered looking back to see Junior looking out the window at him. He thought Junior strained to wave the one good hand that could still operate the wheelchair controls. Nimbus's heart rushed with pain. "Is this compassion?" he asked, then burst and rained into the river until he was empty. In fact, as he emptied his space, he became his own raindrops, and then he was the water in the river. Had he been in a better frame of mind, he would have enjoyed being one with the flow. But all he could think about was to rise back up again and get back to the Angel's Realm as soon as possible. He was sure Archangel Michael would help him feel better. As he headed for the Angel Realm, a serpent-looking figure undulated towards him. It circled around him without a word. Was it a contrail? No, this was definitely a snake. But it was so bizarre with its flashy metallic chartreuse color. As it circled closer, he saw shiny gold diamonds on its back, outlined in pearl white. Its head was a large triangle shape and had the sweetest eyes, fluttering its long black lashes. It stopped, stared at Nimbus, then circled around again, flicking its tongue. It took a moment for Nimbus to register what he was seeing, but it was that tongue that caught his fascination. It flicked in and out like most snakes, but this tongue was joined at the end in the shape of a heart instead of the two separate wagging tines. Since he was empty of grief and feeling better, he smiled and said, "Hi, my name is Nimbus. I'm an angel associate. Well, almost." "Oh, charming," the snake said in a most British stately accent. "I am Lady Meander and need your help, Nimbus." She smiled and then said, "See that zipper just under the point of my chin?" She fixed herself in front of Nimbus, looking like an overstuffed sausage. Yes, he said in surprise. "Would you please grab it and unzip me? I've overgrown this vesture and it's choking the life out of me. I can barely breathe." "Well, you see, I'm a cloud and can't really grab anything," Nimbus said. "Oh, so you are. Yes, well, you know, I'm one of those entities who, if we were to really focus and we both became single-minded, we would move anything with our brain power." "Really?" "Yes, of course, darling. You see, I've gotten myself into a pickle, even though I'm feeling more like a chorizo." The snake chuckled, then got serious. "I need you to concentrate with me to move that zipper. I have found out that I am not strong enough to let this one go all by myself. Yes, it is unfortunate that I waited too long, I know." Lady Meander sighed, then continued. "Oh, it's all my fault. I realize that now. I guess I just got so used to it, you see. And it was so beautiful and comfortable. I just didn't want to shed it. You understand, don't you? It is my mistake. Really, it is." "Well, I will certainly do my best if you'll instruct me," Nimbus said. "Since I'm almost an Angel's Associate Master degree, I have much more abilities than most clouds."
"Oh, excellent," Lady Meander said, circling around Nimbus until the cloud mixed with the snake.
She placed her head up against Nimbus's blue glasses and stared into his eyes. She told him to stare into her eyes and concentrate on the gold zipper.
"See the zipper in my eyes, then picture it in your mind, dear Nimbus. See it so plainly that it becomes real. Oh, good, good. Oh, good, good, good. Yes, you are doing it. Now stay focused and travel with me. We are going to pull it down. Keep pulling it down. Oh, good. Keep pulling down, down. Oh, your concentration. Oh, it's marvelous."
Nimbus was feeling a thrilling sensation he had never felt before. The zipper kept moving down. The more he watched it in his mind, the more it moved. Then suddenly it disappeared, and the trance was broken. Lady Meander pulled back, and Nimbus saw her beautiful old snakeskin fall away. As it drifted off, it darkened, losing its most vibrant colors. It floated further and further away until even its shadow was gone.
"Goodbye," Lady Meander said to her old skin. "You were a most wonderful me that I will cherish forever."
She turned and smiled at Nimbus. She glistened with a white crystal-like essence.
"Your skin is more beautiful than the last one," he said, with his eyes as white as his glasses. "You have saved my life, Nimbus," she said. "If ever you need anything, just think of me and I will find you."
With that, she zigzagged away without hearing a reply and disappeared into the sky as fast as she had come.
"What was that all about?" Nimbus said, hanging in space without another word.